The show's Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. I'm Kevin Kelly. On the show today, we're going to be having a return appearance by trombonist Jim Pugh, along with sax player Phil Doyle and bassist Matt Hughes, and also the owner of the Emerald City Lounge in Champaign, which is going to be, it is now a new venue for jazz. And they're going to be playing for us live in the studio and appearing on Wednesday night at the Emerald City Lounge. And it's always great to have new jazz venues in any community, so this is one for Champaign-Urbana. Looking forward to the show. Here's trombonist Jim Pugh with another trombonist he works with quite often, Eijiro Nakagawa. They call themselves E&J, logically enough, and they're joined by pianist Andy Ezrin, bassist John Patitucci, and drummer John Riley. This is a tune called, if I can get all the syllables in here, Go Go Shanogogo on Live and Local. Music by David Matthews and a performance by E&J, who are Eijiro Nakagawa and Jim Pugh, both trombonists, with pianist Andy Ezrin, bassist John Patitucci, and drummer John Riley. That was called Go Go Shano Go Go, and from a recording by E&J back 2004. Jay is with us on the show today, Jim Pugh, he's going to be playing at the Emerald City Lounge in Champaign Wednesday night. And he brought a trio along with him to play live in our studio. We're just waiting for the last of the group to come in. And we also have the Emerald of the Lounge the owner of the Emerald City Lounge with us to talk about what made him decide to open his space as a new jazz venue at least once a week. And we'll be hearing some good music and some lively conversation on Live and Local today, coming up as soon as we're able to get everybody set up in our studio. And I think playing on that gig is also going to be saxophonist Glenn Wilson. We'll be hearing from him in just a moment as well.
Many thanks to the 314 listeners who made a pledge of support during our three-day mini-drive. You raised more than $39,000 for WILL. And thanks to Common Ground Food Co-op, their partnership provides generous support to both WILL and the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. This local partnership will provide nearly 1,900 meals to local families. Thank you.
Our broadcast today is made possible. I'm having a little trouble getting awake here, apparently. Is made possible with support from Women's Health Practice and Dr. Suzanne Troopin, offering obstetrics, gynecology, and fertility services on Neal and Champaign. Women's Health Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan provider and is accepting new patients. More information is available at womenshealthpractice.com. Here's a tune by Leonard Bernstein called Some Other Time with baritone sax player Glenn Wilson. Glenn Wilson, baritone sax player, music by Leonard Bernstein, Some Other Time. He was joined by Jeff Hirschfeld on drums and Jay Anderson, on bass, from a disc from back in 1997. It's called Blue Porpoise Avenue, if I'm reading the graphics here correctly, Grant Glenn Wilson's CD. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We've got some live jazz coming up in our studio shortly. Thought I'd take a moment to tell you some of the other events going on in our area where you can go out and see and hear music live. Looks like tonight's being reserved for Valentine's dinners or something, because I actually don't have anything musically speaking on my calendar. Doesn't mean nothing's happening, but it hasn't made it to us somehow. The Parkland Traditional Jazz Band will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The University of Illinois New Music Ensemble is playing at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. It's Old Number 7, Bluegrass and Old Time and Country, at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Wednesday, it's the Woody Woodward Organ Trio at the Iron Post in Urbana, 5 o'clock. University of Illinois Wind Orchestra plays at the Krannert Center in Urbana Wednesday at 7:30. It's Sarah Rule's play Eurydice at the Station Theater in Urbana Wednesday through Saturday at 8 o'clock. Donnie Heitler is at the Great Impasta playing solo jazz piano. That's also in Urbana Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. There seems to be a theme here. Caleb Cook is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And it's the traditional weekly live Irish, I should say, the weekly traditional live Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in Champaign Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And looking ahead into at least one other community I've got in my calendar, Charleston is presenting Eastern Illinois University faculty percussionist Jamie Ryan in a solo drum set recital. That's going to be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center Concert Hall Thursday night in Charleston at 7:30. Here's a band that was in Champaign-Urbana last fall, or at least last September, at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and they really brought down the house, as the expression goes. They're called the Hot Club of Cowtown from Austin, Texas, and this is from, I think, their most recent CD called Wishful Thinking. Two tunes we'll hear. Well, I'm guessing you'll recognize this first one.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Time's gonna change or rearrange what you meant to me. How's time gonna change or rearrange what you meant to me?
Those were two tunes from the Hot Club of Cowtown from Austin, Texas. We heard Georgia on My Mind. Of course, Hoagie Carmichael. I cannot talk today. Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell's tune. And then one by the singer, Alana James, who is also the fiddler in the band, What You Meant to Me. Heard from their disc called Wishful Thinking. And it's a fun band to see live, let me tell you. And we hope to have the band that we'd been talking about this morning having on the show, and we missed our phone signals in trying to set up an interview. It's got the wonderful name of White Ghost Shivers, and we're going to see if we can get them in maybe on Wednesday. They're playing in Bloomington on Saturday, and this sort of similar music to that which you just heard, but also with sort of a vaudeville and, as they call it, hokum component to their live stage show, but more about that on another day, assuming we can work that out. More to the point, today on Live and Local, we have with us live in our studio a return visit by trombonist Jim Pugh, who is on faculty at the University of Illinois and a veteran of many, many different kinds of music, lots of performing groups, composer as well. And we heard him a little earlier with a colleague of his, Eijiro Nakagawa. And also a return visit by Matt Hughes, who reminded me that he was here on his very first day in Champaign-Urbana community playing with guitarist Sean Purcell and whoever else was with you all that day. And also, I think, first appearance by Phil Doyle. Phil contacted me, last week maybe, about what is turning out to be a new venue for jazz. in Champaign-Urbana. It's the Emerald City Lounge. We've had some other folks who've played at the Emerald City Lounge, but Phil that first told me that you're trying to have a weekly gig there at least, if not more so. I don't know. We'll find out, because also the owner of the lounge is here, Tim DeNoyer. And thanks to all of you for coming in. We're going to have three of you play live. And Tim, I don't imagine you don't have an instrument, so you're not going to be playing.
No, I'm not playing an instrument today.
How long has Emerald City Lounge been around?
Emerald City Lounge just crossed its six-month anniversary, August 12th.
I thought it had been pretty new, and mm-hmm. few folks have told me where it is, and I went by where I was sure they told me where it is, and I still can't see it. So where is it?
It is 118 North 1st Street, directly adjacent from the police station, former home of the Jackson's Ribs.
Is that north or south of University Avenue?
That's north. North of University. Yes, behind the Cattle Bank.
Behind the Cattle Bank.
Correct.
I'm going to have to look again.
Okay.
Because I looked right there. Do you have a big sign that says
No, we
City
don't.
Line?
No, we don't yet.
Well, that's a starter.
Sign is coming.
Oh, okay.
But
then I don't feel too bad for having missed it.
Around the street. That's the.
What's that?
That's the goal.
Correct.
Hopefully they'll be able to hear the music down the street and just pop right in.
Well, yeah. When it gets it's almost going to be warm enough to open the door, I guess.
Yes, it is.
So, what goes on at the Emerald City Lounge? I assume you have drinks. Do you also have food?
Yes, we have a full drink menu, and right now we're running a tapas menu. We're expanding this month to more dinner-type items, and we're phasing in a fuller menu over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Are you open for just dinner?
We open at 5 p.m. daily. Sundays we do open for a 10 a.m. brunch. From 10 to 2, and we're open from 10 a.m. and then till 2 a.m.
And have you had music of some kind or another since you opened?
We have. Every Thursday night is a local band night. Started out with some jazz and blues, and we've got a lot of the local artists there. We want to expand a day at a time with bands and live music. We reached out to the jazz group, and I met Phil through a awkward situation, long story. But from that...
Now I'm curious.
It was a very, very funny phone call.
Yeah, okay.
Very funny phone call.
From that, the brainstorming came up with the weekly show that we're piloting and hopefully will maintain and continue to grow.
So is Wednesday night, this Wednesday night, is this the pilot, so to speak?
We had our first... show last week?
Mm-hmm. The first, official show, because we had originally planned on being, I think it was the 6th.
The 6th.
But then we had the little snow,
the little snow
delay. The minor snow delay. And that was our first show. It was Chip McNeil, Professor McNeil, with his group. Yeah, it went very well.
So what's your interest in music? Why have music at the lounge?
Our vision for opening the lounge was initially to create a space that's similar to, I want to say old Chicago, the jazz, the blues, quiet, have a conversation, listen to good music, but here locally. You can catch some performers in various locations in town, but none with a feel that has true city lounge to it. So what we've done is we've built the space, and now we're pulling in the acts that we had envisioned in the beginning. So it's just a nice lounge space, I guess.
Yeah, and kind of along those same lines, Kevin, that's sort of why I approached Tim in the first place, because I see a lot of students here at the university. I mean, how many, maybe 200 now total in the jazz program, something like that?
It's closing. It's getting there.
Yeah, it's really getting there, and it's growing every year. And what I'm seeing is sort of a lack of, choices in terms of places to play. And that was sort of the idea, to try to expand, not only jazz as a music in Champaign, but also opportunities for these guys to get out and have some playing experience.
Well, we've given we've had a lot of groups who've come in here, have played at the Iron Post in Urbana, which is probably the main jazz venue right now. But as you said, it's nice to have some variety of venues, some other places you can go. And, of course, they mix it up as well, too. And Zorba's in downtown, in Campustown on Green Street, still continues to have is it Thursday? It used to be Thursdays. I heard that they may have moved their jazz night.
I'm not sure. Friday.
Is it Friday now? Okay.
Is Iron Post on Thursday? Here goes the whole thing. It's Emerald City on Wednesday.
Well, Iron Post is Thursday. Iron Post is could be any day, I think. You know, yeah. there are lots of different days. I think that there's the University of Illinois bands have a slot.
Right, the tie-in with the university. Is
yeah.
Jazz programs
there's
on Thursdays.
One of the jazz yeah. bands or combos or something like that, but lots of other times as well. And, you know, as long as we're talking about various venues, we're talking about Champaign-Urbana, but I'm still not aware of all the jazz and blues clubs that outside of Champaign-Urbana. So listeners who are familiar, please let me know about them. We're getting to know some more, and you can write to me anytime at willcalendar@illinois.edu, willcalendar@illinois.edu. Well, we got you guys here with your instruments, so why don't you play us something?
All right. Well, it's Valentine's Day, so
yes,
we figured it'd be appropriate to play a song called I Love You.
By?
Cole Porter.
Cole Porter. Mm-hmm. He's always good for a love song. Well, that was the long version of I Love You of Cole Porter.
I love you. Yeah.
Well, on Valentine's Day, it needs to be said, right? You know, many times over. That was Jim Pugh on the trombone, Phil Doyle on tenor sax, and Matt Hughes on the bass. And Jim and Matt are going to be joined by guitarist Chris Bate Wednesday night at Emerald City Lounge in Champaign, a still new venue period, but also a new, brand new venue for jazz. They're located on North First Street, just north of University Avenue, and open each Tuesday through Saturday at 5 o'clock, Sunday from 10 a.m. And it says here, we have the owner of the lounge with us, Tim DeNoyer. It says here on your Facebook page that attire is dressy. You want to elaborate on that?
It's what we've seen to attract is a clientele that's going for a night out. It's not generally come out and slam some beers after work sort of venue, although that's okay.
Just dress up if you want to do that, and
dress is not expected. What we're finding is people come to the lounge for an evening out, not to join buddies for a drink in general. There are those that come out for cocktails right after work. However, most of the patrons, when we do sit and visit, they use Emerald City Lounge as a dressy night out, not required by any stretch. It's just feedback we've heard from clientele that we just wanted to share on the Facebook page.
Is that what you had in mind when you set up the place?
It was. Again, we're looking to create a nightclub feel, and not necessarily dance club or hip hop bar or just an adult bar where all ages and walks of life are welcome and can sit, relax, and enjoy a nice cocktail.
With some good music many nights, least some nights. Wednesday nights is designated for jazz.
We hope.
Yeah. Well, that's the plan. That's kind of the announcement here, right? We're making this official announcement.
Yes.
Phil, you're, as I said earlier on the program, you're the one that contacted me to sort of let me know that this was happening as a regular thing. How long have you been in town?
I've been here for about 4.5 years. I actually finished the tail end of my undergraduate here, went on to the master's program, and I'm finishing that up right now.
All in jazz?
Yes, jazz studies, yes.
And are you working with whom especially? Chip McNeil,
I imagine? The master's workload isn't very extensive. You know, there's not a huge dissertation or anything. Matt could probably tell you more about that, but Chip McNeil is my advisor. I'm also a teaching assistant for him as well.
I mean, but do you study the instrument with somebody?
Oh, privately or for lessons? No, this semester, no.
But you have?
I have, yes. Well, in terms of teachers in the past, Peter Ballin was one of my very first teachers before I went to... He's in Chicago. And that was prior to going to the University of Miami. And that's where I did the bulk of my undergraduate. Worked with a lot of people there. Vince Maggio, Whit Seidner, and Gary Keller as well. And then here, basically just being around the professors that are here. I mean, there's, you know, terrific players here. Tito is fantastic. Jim is fabulous.
Tito Carrillo.
And Chip as well. I've taken some lessons from him. It's been a great experience.
So for Matt as well, is the appeal of the program here, since you came here from obviously other places, just the exposure to these guys like Jim Pugh? I mean, is that kind of where you're learning? Is a lot of listening and getting tips and so on without necessarily the private lessons?
Absolutely. Private lesson. I mean, I studied with Larry Gray, bass professor there, and I've found that the faculty performs on a really high level, which isn't always the case, but here they do, and they've had a lot of information to offer me. Everyone, really.
Yeah, in terms of characterizing a program for success, I'd say the University of Illinois is definitely at the top of several lists. I think what's worked in the past is faculty members that are professionals and terrific musicians. And that out of that sort of comes a great jazz program. So what I've seen here for my time is that's slowly starting to grow and happening.
So Matt, as a bass player, what do you learn from a trombone player? In the case of,
a lot. We're brothers of the bass clef.
Brothers of the bass clef.
Learn how to slide into tune. You know? Yeah. No, I can't really say that I take anything directly from trombone players. Maybe one of the things that I...
I guess I'm talking about a specific trombone player who happens to be in the room right now.
Since he is on the faculty.
I've had one class with Jim, and then I had to take another class. Yeah. But that class was great.
Is this a class right now? I mean, playing with Jim Pugh.
I'm sure it is. I mean, for me, but probably Jim's probably learning something too. I'm not necessarily from me, but you know, you always try to bring it, you know, you play your best in every situation, and this you learn something from. Okay, here you are, unpack your bass, get ready, now we're going to play on the radio, you know.
Boom, go. Just like that.
Yeah, that's not the easiest situation to play in, and if you can pull that off, I think you've learned something.
I think there's something that happens when you have like the good fortune to have like an active faculty. I mean, you know, Chip is playing, Dana Hall's playing all the time, Larry's playing all the time, Tito's playing all the time. So the exchange with the students, particularly once you start talking about graduate level students, which in some cases are a little bit older, in some cases, like in the case of Matt and Phil also, and a few other people that have gone out and played professionally and then come back to finish up degree programs and stuff to be, you know, employable in other avenues in academia and that kind of stuff. But it ends up being, there's certainly some teaching involved, but there's also an exchange. I mean, this teaching, whole thing with teaching works both ways. But there's an exchange. We all get to play together. We get to learn on, you know, while we're playing from each other. This happens with undergraduates too, but less, you know, to a lesser degree. I mean, there's some undergraduates that are certainly very precocious, and others that are coming along that are age appropriately, you know, good at what they do. But particularly, like I said, with grad students, you're in some ways you've got people that are a little bit more seasoned musicians, and the ability to work together and play together becomes part of the whole experience.
So for something like this, it's sort of a laboratory setting that maybe the undergrads wouldn't, for the most part, be ready for. Where there you're doing more direct teaching of do this in this situation.
To some degree, and that's not an exclusive thing either,
because
it's on
speaking,
a case, you know, yeah. It's certainly a person and a student-by-student basis and stuff. But generally, by the time you're in a jazz program at a master's or a doctoral level, there's a body of experience that you have, you know, that you've taken in, and a level of expertise in the area that you sort of have already, and it becomes about, particularly in a creative, like an improvisation art like this, there's so much of it. I mean, once you get past the theory, there's so much of it that's just about playing. It's about doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and continuing to do it so that you're, you know, exercising that the creative muscles, mm-hmm. as well as, yeah, you can sit and study the books and learn this goes with this, this goes with this, and that's all important too. But by and large, you do most of your learning when you actually have your horn or your instrument in your hands and you're out there playing.
You start by listening, and then you learn ultimately by playing.
Yeah, you learn.
Yeah. That has a lot to do with, you know, the idea behind Emerald City, you know, to get experiences for some of these other guys, mm-hmm. to do just that, do exactly what Jim was just talking about.
Sure. Well, we're going to let you play some more music for Valentine's Day in just a moment. I need to mention that on our show today, which is live and local, our broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Birch Tree Counseling and Consulting Champaign, Common Ground Food Co-op of Urbana, Prairie Boatworks Gallery of Champaign, and Lowell Heap Farm of Dewey. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible. We thank you very much for your support, all of our business partners, and all of our individual donors as well. Jim Pugh is here, trombonist, with bassist Matt Hughes. They're going to be joined by guitarist Chris Bate Wednesday at the Emerald City Lounge in Champaign. And that's starting at what time?
6 o'clock.
Until 9 o'clock. And also with us on today's show is tenor sax player Phil Doyle. So what have we got next?
A little Frank Churchill song.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That everybody will know.
Remember, well, let's see. Now that's a test. Let's see if I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Like that, expect that tag.
Ended on a very low note.
Yeah. Someday my prince will come, Frank Churchill. I knew that's what the tune was going to be when as soon as you start going 1, 2, 3.
Okay,
one,
yeah.
Two, three,
yeah. And that ended up being Valentine's Day also.
Yeah, right. And that's trombonist Jim Pugh with tenor sax player Phil Doyle and bassist Matt Hughes. Two of the three of them, Matt and Jim, along with guitarist Chris Bate, are going to be at Emerald City Lounge Wednesday night from 6 to 9 in Champaign. It's located at 118 North 1st Street.
Come on out.
Yeah, it's
come
just north of University do. Avenue. So apparently you won't find a sign, so you have to look for the address. Tim DeNoyer is with us. He's the owner of the lounge. And a quick question for you, Tim. Will folks be able to, either now or soon, be able to look somewhere and find out who's playing at Emerald City?
Yeah, right now we're listed at various websites, one being 217.com. We are running the Buzz every week, as well as the Reverb Nation, the new venue/performer website, web supporting site that's publishing all of our shows.
And the Buzz is the weekly entertainment guide from
Correct.
The Daily Illini on mm-hmm. the University of Illinois campus. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that earlier on that you envisioned, you know, being able to spend a quiet evening. Is that sort of your attitude towards the music as well? One won't go in there and hear a bunch of...
No, one won't go in there...
Ear-pounding.
And not be able to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm so pleased to hear. I think I'm going to start my personal campaign against completely unnecessarily loud music, regardless of genre, even at places as supposedly... elevated as the Krannert Center, where you can come out from hearing hearing a Champaign-Urbana Symphony and be blasted in the lobby with some jazz band, you know, that in a venue that doesn't need volume. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear it. And I'm hoping that Escobar's, where I'm going tonight for Valentine's Day, where they're supposed to be having jazz, I don't know who's going to be playing, that it won't be cranked up. So if anybody's listening out there, turn it down already. Well, thank you all very much for...
It's already too loud.
That's right. It probably is. It probably is. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in and playing the show.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
Thank you for having us.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. And
likewise.
I'm sure we'll have you back here sometime soon. And our show today is made possible in part by support from the Corkscrews Bouvon Wine Bar, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with a full list of wines from around the world by the glass and by the bottle. Wine tastings held every Saturday from noon to 4. Information at 217-337-7704 or on Facebook at Bouvon Wine Bar. That's spelled B-U-V-O-N-S. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLFM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We'll have a mostly cloudy afternoon, high around 42 degrees, kind of windy as well. And I hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local.